Gun shows at the Saratoga Springs City Center have been a regular occurrence at the city-owned venue for years. The organizer of the new East Coast Arms Collectors Associates Gun Show, David Petronis, told WAMC this week that a show set for this Memorial Day weekend would be his 108th at the City Center. It may also be his last. By unanimous vote Friday morning, the City Council gave Democratic Mayor Meg Kelly the authorization to sign a lease addendum with the City Center to halt the sale of modern guns and ammunition at the convention hall.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? The matter passes.
The City Center Authority voted to accept the change to the lease on Wednesday. Ryan McMahon is executive director of the City Center.
The City Center Authority has, for 30 plus years worked very closely with the City Council. When there's a will to do something like this, the authority is happy to go with the will of the people, and that's what this represents.
But before the vote, the people in the audience were divided over the issue. Deirdre Ladd, representing the group Saratogians for Gun Safety, thanked Mayor Kelly for introducing the measure at the special meeting.
After the Sandy Hook tragedy 5 years ago, our group formed, petitioned, protested, and persisted in opposing the gun shows at the City Center, especially given the City Center's downtown location and proximity to schools.
On the other side of the issue, Curtis Capilano, chairman of the Capital District chapter of the Shooters Committee on Political Education, called the measure an infringement on constitutional rights.
I urge you to not sign this agreement, this addendum, because it's just virtue signaling to say how you've done something wonderful for the city, and it's just overreach. It's fine the way it is.
Don Hall, a former principal in the Saratoga Springs School District, said he encountered students with guns on more than one occasion.
Well, they didn't buy them at a gun shop. They stole them. And by stopping a gun sale, a very legal business, with all the proper permits and government over coverage, you're going in the wrong direction. This is a man's livelihood.
The members of the council disagreed with such claims. Democratic Commissioner of Finance, Michelle Madigan, said the city has the right to do what it wants regarding its property and land.
So I do not believe there is any overreach or infringement here. We are not saying that this gun show organizer is not welcome to negotiate a contract with some other private venue. We are just saying not here on city-owned property or city-owned land.
Mayor Kelly said halting gun sales at the City Center is not the only measure being considered by the city.
It is merely one step in a larger effort to address safety of employees and residents of city facilities.
Republican Commissioner of Public Works Anthony Skip Scirocco said his office is drafting an RFP for an engineering study to examine potential safety improvements at several municipal buildings.
We're looking at city-owned buildings, city-owned managed buildings, City Hall being one of them, the rec center being another one.
Kelly said the city is working with faith leaders to hold a gun buyback program. For more stories on the gun debate in Saratoga Springs, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.